Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Nun Tes, Gittin 59a, pagination is 117, starting from the last two lines on the page, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Elu Devarim Amru Mepnei Darkei Shalom. The following things were decided, were ruled upon, because of the ways of peace, in order to have a regulation in place which will increase the feelings of peace and avoid machlokas. Kohen Kore Rishon, Va'acharav Levi, Va'acharav Yisrael. The first one on the list is that a Kohen gets the first aliyah when we're reading from the Torah. The Levi gets the second aliyah, and a Yisrael gets the third because of the ways of peace. Now, the Gemara mentions that there's a general concept of vikidashto, which means, if you look in the Gemara on Amud Beis, midway on the page, the beginning of a line, vikidashto, you should sanctify the Kohen, you should treat him with holiness, means l'chol dover shebikdusha, when you're dealing with something of holiness, l'ftoach rishon or l'vorech rishon, v'lital mona yofer rishon, that he gets first opportunity to do a variety of things, a variety of mitzvahs, and he also gets the first portion. So, in general, we would have a principle that he would get the first aliyah. Among the things that were accomplished with this legislation were, number one, that normally he would be allowed to be mochel, to let it pass him by, and that is not true in this case. We want him to take that aliyah, and we don't want him to be mochel. And also, as the Mechaber writes in Kuf Lamed Hei Dalid of Orachayim, HaMinig HaPoshet, the established minig, is that even if a Kohen is an Amo Oretz, he would get the first Aliyah even before a Chacham Gadol Yisrael, a big Talmud Chacham, and that's the way it's practiced. We give a Kohen the first Aliyah, and we don't question who the greatest Talmud Chacham present is, and if the Kohen is an Amo Oretz, it's not going to faze us. Now, this concept of Vikidashto could have very broad applications because it includes Lital Mana Yafer Rishon, that you give the Kohen the first portion. And the way this is explained in Tamei HaMitzvahs is that even in retirement, so to speak, even on sabbatical, even while the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, but we give honor to those people who are from that family that served Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, his honor guard. We hope they'll be pressed back into service soon. And we have an attitude of honor towards them. Again, that's Tamei HaMitzvahs. It's a taste of what the theme of the mitzvah is. Not clear that we give reasons for mitzvahs, but there's certainly a perspective over here. If so, that would mean that in many applications we should pay attention to who the Kohen is, and we should be giving him first opportunity. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Reish Aleph quotes the Magen Avraham, who wonders why we don't, which means that the established minig is really not to do it that way. The Magen Avraham suggests perhaps because the Kohanim in our time cannot prove their yichus, their lineage, and because of that, we give them whatever the minhagim are. They're allowed a duchen, they're allowed to get the first aliyah, but we don't take it further than that. But it is a topic that deserves to be addressed. Tosfos, the top Tosfos on our page, points out that this concept of litol mona yofa rishon, that he would get the first portion, let's say chicken comes out from the kitchen, it's brought out to the table, and we're ready to distribute, and theoretically the Kohen should get first chance to get the best piece. The question is, where does this concept apply? So Tosfos says, kigon b'maiser oni, if you have different poor people who are collecting the tithe, obitzdaka, or other forms of tzedaka, obachaverim hamesur bim basuuda, or when people gather at a meal, Tosfos says, this would apply. Avobamidi de shutfis, but when they are partners, lo, then this would not apply. Tosfos quotes, and this is quoted in Halacha as well, Tahanosein eino bechelek yafe eino roasim and bracha la'olam. Because if we're partners, and I'm always trying to get the best deal, that's lacking a simon bracha, a sign of blessing, and that's not to be done. The Chelkas Yaakov, therefore, in Orachayim Chaf Hei writes that if you have a number of Avelim, Rachmana Litzlan, a number of mourners in the shul, and they're all of equal duration from the time of the passing of their parent, and they all want to daven for the Amud, and they're all equally Merutza Lakal, favored by the congregation to lead the services. So the Chelkas Yaakov was asked, do you give precedence to the Kohanim? If there's a Kohen in the group, does he get first chance? Does he have an edge over the others to daven for the Amud? And the Chelkas Yaakov rules that he does not, based on this Tosfos, because Tosfos says that if it's a Shutfos, if we're all equally eligible by way of partnership, and he calls that a partnership because everybody, according to the Minig, is eligible to daven for the Amud in Shul upon the passing of their parent, there's such a Minig. And he considers it a Shutfos, in which case the Kohen is not allowed to take the edge and the preference in such a case. So we deal with, number one, it's not clear that the minig is in our time to do this preference to the Kohen in significant number of applications. And even if it was the minig, which applications are correct to apply this need to be understood, like this Tosfos is saying, which category of honor or preference are we dealing with? Let's drop down to the first wide line on the page. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Naktinon, we have a rule, Ein sham kohen nisparda hachavilo. If the kohen is not present, then this order is released. So that normally we would give a kohen the first aliyah, but if the and the Levi the second, but if the Kohen's not present, then the Levi does not get any preference. It's not like he moves up in the order and you have to give him Rishon. That's not true. You could give him Rishon, in the words of the Rama, Kuf Lamed Hei Vav, Avo Rishon Yuchal La'alos, the Levi could take Rishon, but he doesn't have to, and that's up to the Gabbai to decide how he wants to distribute the aliyahs. Va'amar Abaye, and Abaye said further, Naktinon, we have a rule, Ein Sham Levi, let's say there's no Levi, there was a Kohen, we gave him the aliyah, but now there's no Levi to take the second aliyah, Kore Kohen, we give that second aliyah to a Kohen, and the Gemara explains one line later, Kiko Amrinan Ba'oso Kohen. You have to give it to the same Kohen You don't give it to a different Kohen because we have a different concern that if you give an Aliyah to a Kohen after a first Kohen, it looks to the people who are present that somehow the first Kohen was not qualified and you had to replace him, so to speak, by doing another Aliyah with a Kohen. So we will not do Kohen after a Kohen. It would infringe, in the impression of people, on the first Kohen. So in this case, where there is no Levi, what we will do is we will give the second Aliyah to the same Kohen that got the first Aliyah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.